Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. First, God bless America. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about COVID-19, something I was thinking I'd never talk about again. But I had a cousin who had a COVID shot. So this colors my bias because he had the shot, told his family he should get one, went and got it. 3 hours later, he was admitted to the hospital. 4 days later, he died. His family believes it was because of COVID. They said he had a heart attack. He could not be resuscitated and anyway, had no history of cardiac problems. So the family feels very strongly. It colors some of my biases as well. But as part of the system that they have, and again, my extended family did not go through this, there's a federal program that provides for compensation for people. And there have been a lot of COVID vaccine problems that people have had. And this is called the Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program. But as of January, with all of the things that have been submitted, 11 people had been approved for any kind of compensation by the federal government. It's run by Health and Human Services. The highest payment out of that was $8,961, I think, dollars, something like that. But again, that's all. And these people had doctors who were saying, no, this was vaccine caused. Well, there's a new bill that's been submitted in Congress to address that sort of thing, saying that they can't refuse to examine these and just deny them outright. Congressman Chip Roy, I don't think this is going to go anywhere, honestly, but it seems like it's fair to at least look very openly at these sorts of things without bias. In fairness, the COVID-19 programs, remember, were both Republican and Democratic. So it's not to blame either side. It's to address the issues with vaccine efficacy and in terms of what actually is happening with people that have taken it so that we can account for what happened, not have these sort of things happen again. And I'm really hopeful that the outcome of what he is doing, if it doesn't proceed, as I don't think it probably will get too far, is that it'll continue the process of causing scientists, healthcare officials and others to look more closely at what we have going with COVID and other sorts of things, particularly involving some of the mRNAs or the other pieces. Because there's a thing called the PREP Act, P-R-E-P Act, that actually prevents people from suing or taking other action in these sorts of things, except under willful misconduct cases. And it's not looking to attach blame, it's looking to solve the problem. And they need the chance to actually go after this sort of thing, look at what it is and find it, and not have it be protected from any sort of looking by protection that was given to the companies. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.